When did you first start singing?
My mother made me audition for the Atlanta Boys Choir when I was 7 years old. And in school back then, every day we'd have to sing, "My Country 'Tis of Thee Sweet." And I was a soprano. And I was the first soprano. So I sang that, and they let me in the Atlanta Boys Choir. And I was like a strong first soprano. And then I quit the choir to play the drums. That was like the cool thing to do in church. So I was a church drummer for years. But my mother knew I could sing, and she always was on me about singing. I didn't sing again until I got to high school. The irony of it is, halfway through the first marching band football game, I realized that I was in the band. I wanted to be a football player. So I quit the band, but because I went to a school of the arts, I had to be in an arts program. So I quit the band and joined the chorus. When spring ball came up, I went to my band director, and I just made like second chair all-city band, and it's a big deal. I said, "Hey, I'm giving it up. I'm going to play football." And he actually came out to the football field to ask me if I was making the right choice. And I was like, "Dude, this is what I want to do. I want to be with a cool guy." So I ended up joining the chorus full-time to play football.
Yeah.
And that was kind of, I never knew that I'd be doing this for a living. So,
I mean, given the story, it makes sense. But the sentence, "I ended up joining the chorus so I could play football," is not one that I think I've heard before.
Not one that is very popular, I'm sure, you know, but... any way to get girls, I guess. If you can do both of those things, it works. That certainly wasn't my mindset at the time.
Morris Robinson went to the Citadel Military College of South Carolina on a Division I football scholarship as an offensive lineman. A career in the NFL was never in the cards, and after graduation, Robinson took a good corporate sales job. But he tells me he did keep singing a little bit on weekends.
I found it to be fun, and it was an outlet, and it wasn't selling widgets and, you know, calling on accounts. So I enjoyed that. And I got into a musical called Michael Balfe's Satanella, where they got me to play the devil. And it was at that performance where Sharon Daniels from Boston University heard me and walked up to me and said, "I don't know if you want to do this, but if you make it into my program, which I think you can, I'm going to change your life. So you have to make a decision. Do you want to be a businessman or do you want to be an opera singer?" I was like, "Let's go for it." You know, so yeah, that's kind of how it all came about.